Just give a brief overview about what we're doing up here this week.
This week we're in Washington, D.C., and we're lobbying our legislators and our senators to tell them why we need help, whether it's hurricane relief, whether it's NAFTA, or whether it's farm bill or immigration reform.
So one of the issues that we're focusing on this week is labor and immigration reform. So can you just give some comments on that?
One of the few comments I'd tell you about immigration would be that there's a bill currently out there, a Goodlatte bill. And some of the good things are is the minimum wage correction versus the H-2A bill that we currently are working that program. Some of the bad things would be the E-Verify, the at-will provision that's after the contract work, and also but the visa cap. We can't be limited, especially as we need to grow more and more crops. That means we're going to need more and more people in order to get it done. And so it's very important that we don't have a cap on it. But it's also very important that we find some kind of remedy to our labor issues. There is no American person showing up to do that work. And so we need another way of getting people here legally, safely, and affordable.
All right. And finally, just talk about why it's important for agricultural producers from not only Florida, but, you know, everywhere in the U.S. to come up to Washington, D.C. and talk to their legislators.
You know, it's important to come up and legislators to hear you because it's a true story. It's what truly affects you. They can hear all this they want to through the press or whatever, but until they hear a personal story of how it truly affects you and your family and your future, I don't think they totally get it.